Number two, there's power in promiscuous thinking. Another striking similarity among good problem solvers is that they're all pragmatists. They'll steal the best answers from wherever they find them. And they don't let details like party or ideology or sentimentality get in their way. As I mentioned earlier, Indonesia's Democrats were clever enough to steal many of the Islamists' best campaign promises for themselves. They even invited some of the radicals into their governing coalition. Now, that horrified a lot of secular Indonesians. But by forcing the radicals to actually help govern, it quickly exposed the fact that they weren't any good at the job. And it got them mixed up in all of the grubby compromises and petty humiliations that are part of everyday politics. And that hurt their image so badly that they've never recovered. Number three, please all of the people some of the time. I know I just mentioned how crises can grant leaders extraordinary freedoms. And that's true, but problem solving often requires more than just boldness. It takes showing restraint, too, just when that's the last thing you want to do. Take Trudeau. When he took office, he could easily have put his core constituency, that is, Canada's French community, first. He could have pleased some of the people all of the time. And Peña could have used his power to keep attacking the opposition, as was traditional in Mexico.